Researchers and scientists are always discovering amazing new things, and many of these discoveries are happening right here in Western Australia. It's important that we recognise and celebrate these WA achievements and accomplishments, and one of the ways we do this is through the Premier's Science Awards. They've just been announced for this year, and this year's Scientist of the Year at the 2022 Premier Science Awards is Professor Cleetie Grice from Curtin University. She's the founding director of the Curtin-based Western Australian Organic and Isotope Geochemistry Centre, and she joins us this morning to tell us all about the award and her research. Good morning, thanks for joining me on the record.
Good morning, Fiona. Yeah, thank you.
So you're an organic geochemist and a mass extinction and evolution expert. How did you first get involved with these fields? What made you interested in them?
Okay, I guess it goes back to high school. I was very intrigued by chemistry. My father is an artist, and I was that was one of my strongest subjects at school in geology, and I had an excellent high school chemistry teacher. I enjoy being outdoors, love nature, love animals, and have had lots of interesting pets and loved geology fieldwork. So I went on to do a chemistry degree, and then I did a PhD at the University of Bristol. But I had a very inspiring mentor, an excellent scientist. He's called James Maxwell, and he was one of the leading organic geochemists in the world. And then I went on to a postdoc in Texel in Holland. And then in 1998, I moved to Perth. So I moved from the most isolated island of Texel in the North Sea to Perth. Very isolated city. And then I began my career here. Had a range of excellent mentors, Professor Robert Alexander, Roland DeMarco, Igor Bray, the late John DeLater, and John Dodson, Clint Foster, and many more national and international collaborators who've helped shape my career. So that's a bit of a snapshot, but yeah.
It's interesting to hear that your research and your interest has taken you all over the world and then come all the way to Perth.
Yes. To the Antipodes, I would say. Yeah.
So could you just explain for our listeners what a geochemist is and what you do as a geochemist?
I actually work on the big five mass extinction events, and I look at the causes, what happened when life was destroyed, who recovered, who evolved. By looking at the molecular fossils, these are organic molecules which are entrapped in rocks, which are from microorganisms, plants, bacteria, extremophiles. And I look at those using analytical chemistry tools and reconstruct these big events, so the big five mass extinctions. I also do a lot of other work in terms of forensics, and looking at modern environments as well. So we really investigate the organic composition of the rocks and what remains are from these organisms.
And now, like I said in the beginning, you've been named the Scientist of the Year at the 2022 Premier Science Awards. Mm-hmm. Congratulations. What was it like when you heard the news?
Oh, I was extremely nervous, and extremely proud and deeply privileged to be considered for this award, because the other finalists were outstanding scientists and would have been equally deserving. So I was a little bit surprised, but very honoured, and I'm glad that my colleagues and my collaborators and my students also been recognised by this award, because it's many years of hard work.
Yeah, I was going to say, what does it mean to you being recognised as Scientist of the Year?
I guess it, for me, it's recognition of a team effort. Many students, research fellows, national and international colleagues, many partnerships, mentors. I like to strive for them to achieve excellence, especially my students, and reach their highest goals. And I hope to continue to inspire the next generation of scientists with their passion and enthusiasm, like I have, to keep striving for excellence and reaching the bigger picture on the horizon. I encourage them to embrace their constructive colleagues, collaborators nationally and internationally. And I also hope to promote women to pursue careers in science, because it's been very rewarding for me. and I strongly recommend it to anyone.
So you're listening to On the Record, and I'm joined by Professor Cleete Gruss, recently named Scientist of the Year at the 2022 Premier Science Award. Was there specific research which led to you being named Scientist of the Year, or was it due to your overall contribution?
I guess the two main aspects are the mass extinctions, probably an overall contribution as well, as I've worked in many different science areas. Currently, I have an ARC Laureate Fellowship where I'm investigating exceptionally well-preserved fossil material, including soft tissue, from different geological settings and timeframes. And we're using a range of sophisticated multidisciplinary analytical approaches to answer ecological, environmental, evolutionary questions of contemporary relevance. So one of the findings we've had is 183 million-year-old red blood cells and lipid moraines from an extinct ichthyosaur is a nice example of the sort of work that we do. And we're actually making these fossils in the lab now with a research fellow, Navdeep Dhami, who's a biocement expert, and we're actually artificially growing concretions and enclosing, making fossils, identifying the optimal growth of those fossils and looking at the role of microbes and their biofilms, which is like the glue in their formation. So it's pretty exciting. So there's a range of things, mass extinction through to this exceptional fossil preservation research that I've done. I've also done citizen science work with John Sanders, looking at the distribution of microplastics in the ocean. He went on a 11 circa navigation around the world and collected microplastics on the steel filters. We designed the filter and the system on his yacht. We've been involved in that more from a community and citizen science aspect. So a range of things, including forensic science, like provenancing of honey with the Chemistry Centre here in WA, those sorts of research aspects.
You've done so many amazing things, and just hearing about you talking about growing fossils, that's absolutely blown my mind this morning. Didn't even realise that was a thing that was currently being researched.
Yeah, we hope that students can come and make their own fossils and watch them grow with leaves and maybe some insects, and they can monitor them. So we will have a live stream of these experiments in our lab, hopefully next year, and hopefully this will inspire the younger generation and school kids to see what exciting earth science research you can do here at Curtin and around the world. And I think that's going to be super cool, I reckon.
Now, this next question might be a bit of a hard one because you've done so many amazing things, but what's the most fascinating thing that you've learnt through all the different researches that you've done?
I think you always have to think about the bigger picture, and I think having exposure to multidisciplinary tool sets and actually really answering hard questions and seeing the bigger picture and embracing those techniques and that science is probably the biggest thing that I think is very rewarding and something that I've really learned. So you can basically try to answer some really big questions in your science, and it's putting the collection together of the right team, the right technical expertise, world-class researchers to achieve those goals.
And I can imagine it must be quite rewarding doing all these amazing research and then seeing other researchers and other studies grow from what you've done and what you've contributed to the science community.
Yeah. Absolutely. And I, the alumni of my group and the alumni of Curtin University is very important. It's seeing where they've gone and what careers my students and staff have gone on to, and they've been very successful around the world. And one of the biggest rewards for me is to see the next generation and what they're doing and inspiring them and sharing and celebrating everything with them about science.
So we've been talking a bit about geochemistry and evolution. Why is it important that we have such a focus on the evolution of Earth and how Earth came to be?
The history of the Earth, like we got back 600 million years in terms of our research, but the Earth is much longer. What we learn about the Earth will help us for the future. So having that long lens of the geological past and really understanding what happened during massive catastrophic events like mass extinctions, we can help to predict and help better manage our own environment. And a lot of the things we've seen in the past, we're seeing happening now, which is a real shame, you know, with climate change and rising sea levels and oxygen minimum zones being developed along shorelines, ocean acidification, the coral reefs being affected, and the release of toxic gases and metals as well into our own environment. And I think this is looking at the past with this long lens tells us what how to manage better and protect our own planet. You know, we really need to protect our planet, and I think that's a very important factor.
It sounds like there's a lot left to uncover and understand. So just finally for today, what's next on your agenda in terms of your research?
I guess working on these fossils, which a lot of extinct species in these encased in concretions where you have original biolipids and molecules like they were preserved yesterday. Some of these are several hundred million years old, and extracting very important evolutionary information. This is not genetic work, this is more lipid work, but looking at that and looking at what is possible in these concretions. They're an untapped resource of research, and every single concretion and fossil we look at actually tells us something very new. So this is really exciting.
Well, thank you so much for joining me on the show this morning, and congratulations once again for being named Scientist of the Year.
Thank you so much, Fiona. Thank you very much.